2237.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging in the saddle with all of you. Maybe you caught a movie over the weekend, or perhaps you watched some hockey, NBA action, or maybe you just kicked back and did the barbecue thing. Happy Father's Day, because it was Father's Day, so I know a lot of people were actually traveling. We have a lot to get to as far as the world of politics is concerned. And the NSA leaker, we're talking about Edward Snowden, and where is he at this point now? It's like, where's Waldo? That's kind of where we ended the week. We're back in that same situation again. In the meantime, a former VP reacts and actually defends the NSA, saying that Snowden's a traitor. I think you know who the VP would be. That would be Dick Cheney. We're going to let you hear what he had to say. And some other odds and ends, including the big one, Syria. Why, oh, why are we getting involved in Syria? So John McCain gets his way, in a sense, and this becomes a reality. And it's shocking to me, in a sense, when you see what has happened and how much money we've dumped into the Middle East to really not prevail in Iraq, which now is exploding again with all kinds of problems, and in Afghanistan, where we are full-on pulling out in 2014. Here we go with Syria. And we don't know who the rebels are, which was part of the problem in the first place. But then again, the other part of this is the fact that here we are involved in the possibility of another war. And what about the situation with Iran? You got to be kidding me. So I don't want this to be a complete political blast here at the top of this hour, but that's part of this deal here. John McCain, we need heavy weapons. We need a safe zone. The U.S. is sending small arms and ammo to Syrian rebels. Is this the right decision? As you sit here and listen to this, are you as stunned as I am that this is happening again? Really? Why? Why are we doing this? And I know we can talk about numbers of people and we can talk about the humanitarian side of this, but I've said this before. Pick a country. I can give you seven more where atrocious things are happening. And Iran is right there on the doorstep, and guess who they're helping? They're helping Assad. So now are we in a war with Iran eventually? Is that World War III? Ready to get going? Big mistake to send guns and ammo to the rebels. To some of the rebels, by the way, tied to Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda. So what happens then? What kind of a move is this? And we're also increasing aid to Syria, by the way. Which I don't necessarily have problems with dumping food or different things that they're doing to help people, but they're increasing that tenfold. So now you start the cha-ching factor on all of this. The meter is running. The meter is running, for goodness sake. As I said, it's not going to be all doom and gloom here. I promise we will hit some sports shorts, because it was a big weekend in sports. Boston and Chicago, Boston Saturday evens their series with Chicago, so the Stanley Cup Finals getting a little bit more interesting. In fact, the first triple overtime game had a 116% increase in the ratings. So somebody's liking hockey. The best ratings they've had for the Stanley Cup in 16 years. And Phil Mickelson, what a Father's Day it would have been for him if he had won the U.S. Open in Marion, or at Marion Country Club in Philadelphia, because that's where the U.S. Open was being held. But it didn't happen for him. He was so close. Oh, so many putts lipped out on Phil Mickelson. And I think people were watching, even if they weren't golf fans, they were watching because they liked the story of Lefty, the saga. Instead, it was an Englishman that won, his first major, Justin Rose. by shooting an even par, too. So Mickelson instead tied for second. It really looked like he was going to win this thing.
I'm personally tired of Phil Mickelson, so I was happy to see someone else win.
I love Phil Mickelson. I am an unabashed, huge fan of Phil Mickelson's, and I so wanted him to win. This is now the sixth time he's come in second place.
See, but he was that lovable loser for a while when he couldn't win any majors. Now he's won a couple. I know he hasn't won the Open, but I think my time with him has definitely passed. So I was rooting for Justin Rose, Jason Day, somebody else to come in and take the title.
Well, you got your wish then, because he didn't win. He had a roller coaster round. He had a couple of two double bogeys in the first five holes. Then he had this incredible shot. He holed out for an eagle from the par 4 10th fairway. You can tell I was watching this. And he had he was like in sole possession of first at that point, but then unfortunately it all went sour on him when he missed a couple of big shots, easy shots actually, that should have gone in.
That eagle was a crazy shot, but then he got a little too cute after that and tried to chip with his putter on the green. Do you remember that shot?
Yes.
Yeah, what was he doing there? See, well, sometimes he gets a little too cute.
Well, it's called a Texas wedge, and I think he thought that he would get it closer, but unfortunately I think that was a mistake, because he hit it like line drive. It was almost like a line drive, so he put himself in a bad position there where he could have made up a stroke, and that. So I agree with you. That was a stupid shot. People who just tuned in probably think, oh, no, is this the Golf Channel? What are they talking about? Hey, you know, it was Flag Day over the weekend, and you had the U.S. Open. Come on, American pride, but it wasn't an American who won in Philadelphia. It would have been perfect, because Mickelson has been a runner-up now six times, but it would have been five times, Father's Day, his birthday, plus Flag Day weekend. You know, the whole thing was set up for him to win it, but then, of course, he didn't win it. Heading into the weekend, too, Colorado was massively on fire the last time that we spoke, and it still is on fire. Hundreds of firefighters are still trying to put out a huge, huge blaze near Colorado Springs. So sad. I've been there probably six, seven times. Beautiful area. 16,000-acre fire. That's what they're calling it, because it's 65% contained. So that's the good news. Any of you listening to me that live in the mountains, or you have places that you visit in the mountains or family in the mountains, and you know what it's like, especially out west, when the conditions get really, really dry, and you have, you know, you unfortunately have the setting for what could be a disaster if something triggers, something's a catalyst for the fire. So the governor declared a disaster emergency in Rocky Mountain National Park. That's northwest of Denver. That's because of that big meadow fire. That's what they're calling it, hundreds and hundreds of acres there. And then there's some other ones that are springing up, too. So it's pretty bad in Colorado, and the people in California are starting to get theirs, too. So out west, you know, when you look at a map and you're somebody who's worked for a fire department, if any of you out there have, and you know what I'm talking about, you start to look at these, you look at where they're popping up, and then you see the variations of smoke and storm clouds and what happens with the wind, and that's how they kind of determine where they're sending people, because you have so many fire crews that volunteer to go and help, and luckily that's happened in Colorado. That's why it's 65% contained. More to share on the flip side. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,402.70. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,438.91, $719.46 for a half ounce, or $359.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,438.91, $719.46, and $359.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are me.
In the wall with us here on America Tonight. So we started off kind of scatter shooting. As I said, welcome back. What a weekend. And happy belated Father's Day to all of you wonderful fathers out there. So many of you call the show. In fact, a bunch of you wrote me some really nice stories. You were really choked up by things that your family had done for you. I got four different notes from guys who talked about what their family did for them for Father's Day. And, you know, in this country, there's something about, I don't understand this. I think to me, father, mother equally as important. And sometimes I think, honestly, I think men get left out of the equation. And what an influence a man can have on his children. Certainly in my life, I've had a lot of father figures. My own father died when I was 7, but even my own father, I have great memories of him. But I had an incredible grandfather. I have a stepfather who's amazing and was incredibly influential in my life and very, very, very supportive. And then just some uncles and other people as well. It's, one of you wrote me a note like that you had several father figures. It wasn't just your father, but you had others in your family who meant so much. And I think it's time we really started to take care of the men in our lives and not just, you know, assign people, excuse me, these roles where it's all about mom, 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 mom. And I think too often we dog on the dads. So bravo to all you men out there who are chipping in and doing everything you can to make your kids' lives better and to just to be there. That's the key, just to be there. All right, Man of Steel, since we're doing kind of these odds and ends things, so I'm going to weave in the negative along with the positive. It's one of those hours. It's a bipolar hour on America Tonight. We do a cheap movie review when we head into the weekend. And one of the movies that we talked about a lot, in fact, Stephen Shohat, who joins us each and every week, came on and we talked about the history of Superman and previous people who played Superman, you know, the things that have happened there with George Reeves killing himself, and then the tragic accident of Christopher Reeves, what happened to him, and now, you know, an unknown basically playing Superman. So, Man of Steel, 196.7 worldwide in its first 4 days. Domestically, so in the U.S., 125 million. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And that doesn't include some of what happened on Sundays. And remember, we're into the vacation time for kids. So Superman is going to hold its own. They should be able to make the money back on that one, especially because most of the people in the movie, or a lot of the people in the movie, weren't knowns. I mean, Amy Adams is, and there's some others that play roles in it that are, but not Henry Cavill, who actually plays Superman. He's not a very, very big name at the box office. So, number one, how about that? I think, you know what I think it is? I think there is something about, because what we're getting bombarded with, geez, jumping into Syria, are you kidding me? NSA, is the government spying on you? Is Edward Snowden a hero or a traitor? Scandals in Washington. I mean, we're just getting hit from all directions. We just came off of the Boston Marathon bombing and how horrible that was. All these things with Mother Nature, Moore, Oklahoma, El Reno, Oklahoma, all the people that have died in tornadoes. And then, of course, I mentioned what was happening with the Colorado fires and stuff and the big plant explosion in West Texas where you had all those first responders who were killed. I think that it's like we need something. We need a hero, you know. We need some kind of fantasy, escape, whatever it is. And so Man of Steel would be an escape. And that's why I think whether it's Iron Man 3, Man of Steel, those kind of movies, there's a whole thing about Marvel now and people wanting to go and see them. Plus, because of what they're rated, like this was PG-13, it can be, that's a movie where you can take your family. So it's not an over-the-top R-rated movie, but it's the good guys versus the bad guys and all that kind of stuff. And then there's big action in it, and we like that, I think. As Americans, this is the kind of movie we like the best. So as an escape, and for all the other reasons I just mentioned, not surprising to me, it's doing really well. And this is just the first weekend, so who knows after it's out there for a while, because it is something, like I mentioned, so I think people catch up on the movies when they take their week off or their kids are out and then they send them to the movies. You know, that whole kind of thing ultimately ends up happening. Speaking of truth and justice, George Zimmerman, now that whole jury selection stuff is happening in Sanford, Florida, and I understand from somebody I talked to over the weekend that it's really like a madhouse because people, as I described, were lining up to try to get tickets so that they could end up getting in the courtroom as this whole thing starts to unfold. People scalping tickets and all this kind of crazy stuff, which is amazing to me. Why? I don't get it. I can barely stand in line for concert tickets, let alone going to inside of the courtroom, unless you're somehow related to them or whatever. So the attorney defending George Zimmerman in his murder trial said at the end of the week of jury selection, he thinks a jury could be seated by the middle of this upcoming week. And he says he's happy about that. Remember, his attorney is this guy named Mark O'Mara, because it's good progress. Usually, you know, he says we're getting really honest and straightforward people. I feel good about that. You know, they're weeding through them and asking some to leave, and they've got some already in place. And, you know, a potential juror for the George Zimmerman murder case, one member was dismissed from consideration and ordered not to come back to the courthouse until after the trial, after he complained about the jury process outside of the assembly room on Friday. So The dismissed juror described himself as a musician and painter, said he was concerned about losing his privacy. He pointed to the jury assembly room and said, "Do they know what they're in for?" So that's not a good thing. You're not supposed to do that. You know, everybody talks about trying to get out of being picked as a juror. Or if they don't, if they're retired and they have the time, then they talk about serving. And this, we've had this discussion before. Can you get a jury of your peers? Do you feel confident that you can get a jury of your peers? And they feel pretty confident here. I mean, despite that thing that happened there, they feel pretty confident. At least O'Mara feels pretty confident that that's going to happen for Zimmerman, that despite all the publicity and how much is known and how much is out there, they're weeding through them fast. At least 75 potential jurors, boom, out, been dismissed. That's it. They're done. Because they just know right away. When they know right away and they agree, they need to find six jurors and four alternates. In Florida, 12 jurors are required only for criminal trials involving capital cases when the death penalty is being considered. So with the national interest and one potential juror even suggesting to the attorneys, because that was another thing that happened early on, that they're going to have a hard time finding jurors who haven't heard about the case, that, you know, they're looking for people who can keep an open mind. But even the Martin side of this, Tracy Martin, who is Trayvon Martin's father, said his family felt good about the jury selection process, so that's good. So I agree with his attorney that they could be in place by midweek and let this thing roll on, because this could turn out, depending on the amount of evidence, to be a very, very long process. And, you know, it's really interesting to see which way this could go because of things that aren't right now allowed to be admitted. But what if they are ultimately, as they get deeper into this, after you get out of the pre-trial stuff? So things about Trayvon Martin, but then the other side, the prosecution says they have some interesting facts that they want to be able to bring into evidence when it comes to George Zimmerman. So I think this thing probably drags out a little bit longer. Border Security Marco Rubio, he talks about it over the weekend. What he has to say, you're going to hear next.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Papa's got a brand new bag. Good luck, mama. And if you pay to see, and your face is fine to be.
The bottom line is a bill that does not have increased border security, which everyone now, I think, has conceded needs to happen. I think the debate now is about what that border security provision looks like. And if we do that, this bill will have strong bipartisan support. If we fail, we're going to keep trying.
All right, we're still talking about border security when it comes to our southern border, because that's really what they're referring to. You could say, yeah, to the north too, but it's really, we know it, the emphasis is on the southern border, Mexico, in other words, and people who come in through Central America, South America, etc., but go through the Mexican border up to the border, the states bordering Mexico, and then wherever they go from there, ultimately. So here's the question, America. I was thinking about this over the weekend. I was talking to somebody about this. I've been out with the Border Patrol a couple of times. I've told those stories, and I have a friend that works for the Border Patrol, who, by the way, can't get clearance to come on the show, because if you talk to someone from the Border Patrol, it has to be someone that they approve. It has to be someone high up in Homeland Security. Of course, I told him he could come on and we would call him a different name. But he says the morale is really, really low in some areas, depending on where, what office you work out of. He works out of one of the worst, El Paso, because you know what's happening along that border with Juarez and even further into the desert, how scary it is with the drug cartel and whatnot. And he says in some areas you've got fencing. You have also areas where it's a little bit more wide open, and you have kind of razor wire stuff I'm not describing it completely 100% to you, but just think razor wire fence, a little razor wire on it, almost looking like a prison. And then there are easily holes that are dug underneath it or cut through it. So what is the way to go when it comes to border security? Because we've cut back on the amount of Border Patrol agents, and that's a budgetary thing. So unless you really have a lot of people along the border, you can't say that there is enough manpower there. So what is it going to take to secure the border? And we keep saying this, secure the border, secure the border, secure the border. I think Marco Rubio's right, because it's ridiculous to move forward and say, okay, here's the pathway to citizenship. You've been living here illegally. Let's figure this out. Get out a notebook and let's figure out your back taxes and how good is your English, by the way. And here's what you need to do. Take the laundry list and go down it and complete the objectives on it. And we will get you to the point where you can become an American citizen. But to even get on that pathway, Rubio says, you've got to have these secure borders. So what is it going to take to do that? If they're saying that, you know, 95% of the bill is perfect and the debates are off to a good start, but this adequate border security and how valid that is, which I think it's valid, but what is it that is tantamount to border security? I say would have to be, what, some kind of great surveillance cameras? It would have to be, right? It would have to be more people along the border, more Border Patrol agents. It would have to be, you know, you could put up fences all you want, but they dig around the fences or cut through the fences. That's what happens. So how do we ensure the best we can that we have a really tight border? How do we ensure that? Because we've had this discussion before, and it costs a fortune. It costs a fortune to really do it high tech in the way that you would be pretty much guaranteed. And a really honest to goodness, like old fashioned giant fortress wall, well, that's not going to happen, first of all. But if it were, the cost would be astronomical. So is this a death spiral anyway, to continue to talk about this? If that amendment doesn't pass, Rubio says, forget it, I'm not going to back that. I'm going to try to do everything I can because I think we need to have this. But we have to have that in place, and we, Congress, have to control it. We have to decide what the metrics are for security. We can't just leave it to, you know, the executive branch, because they'll just say, okay, the borders are secure. We put some more Border Patrol agents down there, and Janet Napolitano assures us that we're 50% better off in certain porous areas or whatever. So a Democrat who's involved in working on the bill, New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez, was on one of the Sunday shows, and he said that there will never be a road to the White House for the Republican Party if immigration overhaul fails to pass. Remember, the Senate last week got over the procedural hurdle, moving forward to actually debate this, but that's just one little hurdle. That is not the formal vote. That is not, we're so close to this. So because both parties voted for the debate, okay, fine. But now you still have to go through the House. You still have to have a full-on vote by the Senate after the debate. I think it's not going to make it. Border security goals that the government has to meet before people living in our country illegally are granted any change at all in their status of whether they're American citizens or here illegally or whatnot. I agree with it completely. But what are those tougher border security measures that we're talking about? And that further complicates the process for sure. For sure it does. Remember, Obama won re-election with 71% of Hispanic voters. 71%. Basically, the Republican Party was persona non grata when it came to the Hispanic vote because they just weren't there. Hispanics did not vote for Mitt Romney. Didn't vote for him. So Menendez is correct in a sense when he says there is no question about it. They've got to have the Hispanic vote or they're out of this thing. So what happens if you can't rectify this building the wall, security, whatever it is? What happens to the Republican Party? And I think Menendez is also pushing this because he just wants to skip that amendment. He wants to skip that amendment and skip the whole song and dance over it and get right to the pathway to citizenship. And I think that's going to be part of the discussion. I mean, they're all say they want better border security, but not to have that provision in there that Rubio is talking about makes it, I think, that much tougher. I said we were going to jump around a lot in this Hour of America tonight. And by the way, you can chip in, chime in, throw in your 2 cents, whatever, during this show at any point. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The one thing we haven't talked about already, which is shocking that I haven't gotten there, because we talked about it so much last week, but it's still a huge story, is this whole NSA surveillance. And what are they doing with us? How much are they tracking us? What are they really dumpster diving on our information? That's what I like to call it. So with all the scrutiny about the databases and the extent of domestic surveillance, the questions I want to know is you have Robert Mueller, who says he could pull in emails from any of us on domestic soil as they came in. So I get an email from Matt Johnson about the show, and it has some headline about terrorists, that's what we're starting with, or whatever it says, and they can pull that up immediately. But the funny thing is, this is not something new. We've known about this. Because remember the Fort Hood massacre? Remember the email exchanges between Major Nidal Hassan and Anwar al-Awlaki, the American citizen, the cleric, who was ultimately killed by a drone? Remember that whole thing, that whole exchange there? Well, al-Awlaki was using at least 60 email accounts to connect with Hassan and other followers. So what are they talking about as far as heading off emails? How do they head off an email exchange like that one? How do they get to that and find out what's happening there? What are the technological improvements that Mueller's talking about with the capabilities of pulling together a database of past emails and future ones when they come in? And really, is it as simple as the heading just says something that sets off alarm bells? I mean, that metadata stuff is the scary thing. And any computer guys will tell you that they hate that. Computer guys freak out about it. And they want you to go to the secret squirrel place that they send you to through passwords because they won't even use Gmail. They don't want anything to do with Google or anything else out there because they're afraid of what's happening, of all the collection that's going on. And then the big question is the one that I asked at the top, and it seems he is missing again, Edward Snowden. So when everybody's sitting here talking about him, scrutinizing the things that he dumped, the information that he dumped, and the government is putting together a case against him, where, oh, where is he? We're talking about it next here on America Tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Talk about Edward Snowden, the book on Snowden. Here's the thing. I've probably read now and gone back and forth with some people trying to figure out what I can on my side from sources and what the reaction has been to this NSA leak. And let me tell you, I mean, the countless emails that I have gotten, none of them seem to be in agreement. So ultimately, what the word is out of the Pentagon is, listen, more than a dozen plots for sure were stopped because of the surveillance. And you know what? We didn't check that many phone calls. So what are they getting from this data collection stuff? This is what we keep trying to figure out. The potential plots in the U.S., and they're saying not just in the U.S., but in other countries as well, because remember, that's the whole idea. They also, and this is the part where I'm sorry, I'm just not going to take your word on it, that when they get the information, it's destroyed every 5 years. Well, great. So you funneled through my information. Let's say you did that dumpster diving and you got some information about me. And you've got it stored, but don't worry, because in 5 years we're going to shred it and get rid of it. Does that make you feel comfortable? So, last year, supposedly, and this checks with my source, who says the same thing, less than 400 phone calls were checked against the databases of the millions of phone records that they have collected. So, it's that would be that metadata stuff that they have. And they're saying, listen, you think that we're running some crazy black ops sweep thing here, and that's not what we're doing. Everybody, see, there's a thing about protesting, though, too much. When somebody protests too much, I didn't do it. I swear I didn't do it. It just seems like they're now shooting themselves in the foot. But is there going to be more details that are revealed? The bottom line is this. How can this program continue? Because everybody knows what we're doing now. At this point, they already did know, but the extent of what was being done, how it was collected, whatever, that's out there. I mean, there's no secret about that at this point. So once you have the playbook, you got to throw the playbook in the trash and really set it on fire because it's no good anymore. It's no good anymore. If you're trying to thwart terrorism, well, certainly anyone sophisticated enough to try to pull off a terrorist attack, their network's big enough. Because remember, a lot of these, not everybody assumes that we're talking about, oh, it's uneducated people. No. We're talking about people that were educated in the United States, that have hatred in their heart for Western ways, or just are following their path to a law, and which is, you are an insurgent. So whatever, if they're on the other scale, the educated end, they know how to make sophisticated types of new bombs that can be undetected. That's the kind of stuff they're working on. So they're trying now to declassify a lot of these plots. They're trying to at least give us 10 of them to specifically say, okay, here is America. So you think that we're screwing with you and they really have their backs up on this. We're going to prove to you that these are the things, that horrific things that could have happened if we didn't have the data that we were able to get through our surveillance programs. So they're trying to declassify that. The NSA chief, General Alexander, is the one who's ready to blow his top. He's tired of it. He says he feels like he's getting attacked. So they want to make sure that they're saying they don't want to reveal parts that they could still salvage in counterterrorism. So they're trying to figure out what bits and pieces can they release to show us, okay, listen, America, here's what's happened since 9/11. These are the things that we've been able to stop because of the Patriot Act and the interpretations of it and all the other things that we have now done that certainly were out there and known. But the one thing they keep pointing to, anybody who's on the tube from the NSA in some form, they point to the Zazi stuff, the Al-Qaeda operative, and they say that he was going to blow up the New York City subways. That was going to happen in 2009 because they investigated his phone records. They were able to gather the information. They identified him as a suspect, and then they didn't even have that sweeping collection of data. They just had what they needed, and they were able to stop that because they had that information. If they hadn't had it, they wouldn't have been able to stop it. You know, it just comes down to this. How much is too much? How much is over the line? And what is it that you're willing to say, here's the Constitution, here's my Fourth Amendment rights, here's what the government's doing. Do I really trust what's at work here, what's at play here? And do I believe that, yeah, if they tapped into my stuff, hey, it doesn't matter because they're going to get rid of it anyway. So they have a little snippets of info on me, but that's okay because they're going to ditch it anyway. There's something about trusting in that I don't like. And in the meantime, as I said, Snowden, last time that he was heard from, he was in Hong Kong. But now Snowden is in the wind at this point, which means, okay, he was granting interviews, and then where was he gonna be, you know, ultimately extradited, because Hong Kong has an extradition policy with the United States, but they could choose to go in a different direction. So where is he is an interesting question. A very interesting question, because that case is almost fully ready, which means that it's just wrestling back and forth with Hong Kong or somebody else, but not if they don't know where, you know, they don't know where he is. He's like Waldo, except for Waldo is a much different character. He is he's a made-up character that we look through in a puzzle to try to find. This is a real puzzle at this point. And I don't know that Snowden realized what he was opening up. Maybe he did. Maybe he did. And maybe he's kicked open our the conscience of the American people to look and see what's happening. To look to find out how many U.S. phone calls are being listened to without warrants. How many? How many times have they listened to domestic phone calls that led to nowhere? That they can listen in. I mean, I think we need more light to be shed on the program now at this point, like I said, since so much of it has already been leaked, the classified documents, since that video interview a week ago. And one of the things Snowden said is he could wiretap anyone from, you know, you or your accountant, was his exact quote, to a federal judge or even the president. He said, if I wanted to wiretap the president, I could do that right now. We have that capability. We can do it. There was even a NSA program called Nucleon, which intercepted telephone calls and routes the spoken word to a database. And they say they will not offer up any kind of, because we want to know, you know, that's how it is. It's the how many. They're not going to offer up how many people or emails, how many Americans have had their content put in to the databases like Nucleon. So they have different names for it. So I could be sitting in a file somewhere called Nucleon, and imagine if the wrong people somehow had an information dump and they got a hold of it. That would be probably my biggest concern. And we're supposed to trust in that. Ooh. All right, we're going to end on a high note here for all of you who, I know some of you guys, like to look at women in bikinis and high heels while parading around on a stage. You know, the bathing suit contest, that's always a big part of the Miss USA contest. Miss Connecticut, Erin Brady, is crowned as Miss USA, right? 2012. And that happened during the Miss USA pageant at Planet Hollywood, 2013, by the way, not 2012. 25-year-old accountant from Connecticut is the new Miss USA. Woohoo! Congratulations to Connecticut and to young Erin.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.